and the resulting pictures weren't sketches, not really, but finished works of art in themselves. She knew what Patrick, this one or another Patrick from another world, along the path of the beam, would later be capable of with oil paints, and such knowledge made her feel cold and hot at the same time. What did they have here? A tongueless Rembrandt? It occurred to her that this was their second idiot savant. Their third, if you counted Oi as well as Shimi. Only once did his lack of interest in the erasers cross Susanna's mind, and she put it down to the arrogance of genius. Not a single time did it occur to her, or to Roland, that this young version of Patrick Danville might not yet know that such things as erasers even existed. 9. Near the end of the third night, Susanna awoke in the loft, looked at Patrick lying asleep beside her, and descended the ladder. Roland was standing in the doorway of the barn, smoking a cigarette and looking out. The snow had stopped. A late moon had made its appearance, turning the fresh snow on Tower Road into a sparkling land of silent beauty. The air was still and so cold she felt the moisture in her nose crackle. Far in the distance, she heard the sound of a motor. As she listened, it seemed to her that it was drawing closer. She asked Roland if he had any idea what it was or what it might mean to them. "I think it's likely the robot he called Stuttering Bill, out doing his after-storm plowing," he said. "He may have one of those antenna things on his head, like the wolves, you remember?" She remembered very well, and said so. "It may be that he holds some special allegiance to Dandolo," Roland said. "I don't think that's likely. But it wouldn't be the strangest thing I ever ran across."